You know what month it is? It's March. And you know what that means? It's my birthday month, of course. Yes, that's the most important, but also March Madness. Head over to Bet Online and make sure that everything in the world of sports and sports betting is taken care of. Bet Online is the best in the game. They have everything you need: hockey, boxing, UFC odds, sports, right down to your favorite Vegas casino games. Bet Online is your number one online wagering destination. Okay? Head over to the website, use your mobile device, sign up today, receive your 50% off welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use the promo code BLEAV to get started. Bet Online, where the game starts. Thank you so much, Bet Online, for making sure this podcast happens.
Hey, and welcome back to another episode of Great News, where Mike Catherwood and I take a look at some of the positive stories that are happening in the world. There's a lot of these stories, and they don't get any airtime. So we try to bring them to you so you have a little bit of balance in your life. Instead of just 1,000% negative, you actually have some positive to balance it out. And it helps you restore your faith in humanity, that people can still be good to each other.
There's so many damn positive stories that Kevin and I, we're inundated. We're awash in a sea of happy uplifting. So don't let the mainstream media red pill you or blue pill you or whatever the fuck.
I remember which one was bad and which one was good.
Whatever one's bad.
All right, it's time for the intro. Mike does it with his guitar.
Yes.
I would like to suggest Tom Petty.
We are one. She was an American. It's an intro. This show's about to begin, bro. So say hello to the happy, goodbye to the blues, cause Kevin and Mike are here to give you great news.
Love it. I love it.
Thank you.
My first story today is a very, very cute video of a four-year-old who is snowboarding and is mic'd up. His dad gave
Fuck
the little
this
four-year-old. This kid is awesome, and I don't appreciate your hate.
The hate comes from me feeling inadequate because he's four and can
snowboard. He's four and snowboarding, and wait until you hear his play-by-play
right
of the snowboarding. Watch this.
Look, let's go, Dad. Let's get
dinosaur outfit.
Go in that secret path. Oh, yeah, sweaty Dad. Someone's in our secret path. This way. He'll slip. I won't fall. Maybe I will. That's okay, because we all fall. Have fun, Dad. Let's go down this big old hill. Wee-hoo! Wee-woo! Wee-hoo!
Watch how hard it is to get up.
Powdersaurus.
He's a Powdersaurus.
Powdersaurus.
He's a genius.
I'm a Stuckosaurus.
I'm a Stuckosaurus. This kid
he's sharper. He does, and he's sharper than we are already. Can we watch that again? Because that
please.
Makes me happy to see that little kid. Sometimes we fall.
Let's go, Dad. Let's get up and go in that secret path. Oh, yeah, sweaty Dad. Someone's in our secret path. This way, he'll slip. I won't fall. Maybe I will. That's okay, because we all fall. Have fun, Dad. Let's go down this big old hill. Wee-hoo! Wee-woo! Wee-hoo! Whoa!
Hey, what kind of dinosaur are you?
Countosaurus! Let me get up. Mosasaurus.
Mostachosaurus.
Oh, that is so sweet, man.
Isn't it? That's good parenting too, because you hear I'm not going to fall, and then he goes, maybe I will, but it's okay. Everyone falls. That's pretty amazing.
That is a beautiful story. I'm glad you started us off with that one. I have another really beautiful young child who displays just how great things can be when you look life through the perspective of a child who doesn't get trapped with all the crazy kind of concerns and memories and expectations that a lot of us adults get bogged down with. A family looks like four kids. Their father unfortunately passed away a few weeks ago. And the 7-year-old, who is the smallest of the siblings, demands that they have a family meeting so they can talk about and maybe potentially talk to their deceased father. Check it out.
Talk to Dad. Hey, Dad, how is heaven? Is it good? Is it bad? Don't tell me, because please don't tell me it's bad. Because I bet it's really good. I hope you're best friends with all of your... I hope you're best friends with God. Please protect us. We love you, Dad. You have done anything to a homeless person. We love you. And we love you. You can do anything for us.
We love you, Dad, and like Nico said, you were the best person to everybody.
Thank you, Dad. Yeah. thank you for everything, and I hope you're riding your motorcycles in the skies.
Wow.
Come on.
Wow. That's everything you could want as a dad. That's everything you could want. You were nice to everybody.
I hope heaven is good. I hope it's not bad. Is it bad? Don't tell me if it's bad, because I want to hear that it's good. I hope you're best friends with God and we love you. Please protect us. It was just like the sweetest thing, man.
That is incredibly sweet.
Yeah.
Wow. All right. Let's keep it young. Let's keep it young. There's a little kid.
You know what?
Nope.
I was going to say, Jeffrey Epstein used to say the same thing.
I knew you were going to ruin it. I knew it. There was a little All-Star weekend for the NHL was a couple of weeks ago. And that weekend, they posted a video of a little kid who is really, to me, a genius. He's playing hockey in a tiny little rink by himself. I'm not even sure it's a rink. Maybe it's just a little home ice or something. But he finds a leaf blower and decides, you know what would be cool? If I put this leaf blower between my legs and I skated with it, and it was like a jet engine. Watch this. Okay. How can I use this to go fast? He's moving pretty good.
That's pretty cute.
And didn't wipe out. Isn't that amazing?
It is. And somewhere, someplace, Johnny Knoxville is pissed.
Right? Also, I feel like he might get in trouble for this.
He shouldn't.
No, I agree, but it seems a little dangerous, maybe, if you're by yourself.
Oh, yeah. I mean, dude, dangerous, but come on. That kid, I would be so proud if that was my child.
Same. When I was a kid, we had a swimming pool in Phoenix, and we had an air compressor, and it had a long hose. So we would go down underwater and breathe out of the air compressor and scuba dive, and it was the greatest thing ever. And then my dad came out and he goes, that's such dirty air. What are you doing? And I was like, I'm improvising, Dad.
I'm using my brain.
I wasn't as smart as this kid, but
what am I doing, Dad? I love it. I'm breathing underwater.
What are you doing?
Yeah.
Before we continue the show, I wanted to talk to you about something important, and that is Noom. Noom uses the latest in behavioral science to empower people to take control of their health for good through a combination of psychology, technology, and human coaching on their platform to help millions of users meet their personal health and wellness goals. Everybody's weight loss journey is unique and it's different. I understand that. And you know who else understands that? Noom. It's personalized lessons to help you gain confidence and practical knowledge, one-on-one coaching, and a cognitive behavioral approach that teaches you how to be mindful of your habits. 75% of Noom weight users finished the program, and more than 60% of users that engaged with the program kept the weight off for a year or more. That's fantastic. So start building better habits for healthier, long-term results. Sign up for your trial at Noom.com/believe. Again, that's Noom, Noom.com/believe, BLEAV.
All right, Kevin. Sloths
are the best.
They are.
Yeah.
They're so goddamn cute. They're so cute. Mm-hmm. But they have to be, they're like, do you ever have a chick in your life that you knew? I'm not even saying romantic, but just like someone in your life that was like super hot, but so annoying, like drank way too much.
Yes.
And that's like a sloth. Like you love that, but they've got to be so annoying to the animal kingdom. You're just like, oh my God, hurry up. Oh God. Just sit there all day. Well, this in Taraza, Colombia, a sloth was climbing as sloths do. But right. It got up onto power lines. Oh. And it was incredibly dangerous. And the sloth ended up getting stuck. It couldn't move. So check out what this power line worker did and really put himself in harm's way to save this poor, stupid sloth. Look at this guy.
The sloth's probably been there for a month.
Yeah. I'll get around to it.
I'm good here for now.
Slava is understandably scared.
Dude, that guy is just disconnected his harness.
He put on a longer one, I think. So, but he went and got a little stick or looks like a push broom. And that way the sloth can bear hug the broom. And you got yourself a safe and healthy sloth. And I'm happy to report that the sloth is doing just fine and is almost ready to be released back into nature.
It looks like he's having a great time in that photo.
Stupid sloth. So cute, but so stupid.
I'm going to say not worth it.
Oh, come on. How dare you?
Sloth. Not worth it.
How dare you?
Let's check on it in a month. We'll be fine. my last story is about the Olympics. Do you watch any of the Olympics, Mike? It may be over by the time this airs. But
I just don't really care much, but I understand its importance.
I think that's a lot of people who are like that. There was a speed skater. Her name is Erin Jackson. And she is the first black woman to win gold in speed skating.
Nice.
And the story that is fascinating to me is there was another sprinter named Brittany Bowe. This speed skater, Erin Jackson, came in third in the trials because she had a fluke fall. And she was clearly better than everybody. But when it came to the U.S. team, there were three spots in it and only two of them could skate. And so the best U.S. skater could not participate in the Olympics. So one of the other skaters, whose name is Brittany Bowe, said, you know what? I'm going to drop out of this competition because I know, and this is the Olympics, maybe you get to participate in one your whole life. Maybe. Right. She said, I'm going to drop out of this competition so that you can compete because you're clearly a better skater. And she did. She stepped out and she did, it turns out, end up to also be able to skate. But she came in like 13th or 14th or something like that. And Aaron Jackson, who you see there, won the gold medal in this race. That's how good she was. And the other athletes saying, you know what, you're better than I am, go ahead and take my spot in the Olympics, is an amazing thing.
And really think about this too. Speed skating is not like basketball, or where right. if you don't compete in the Olympics, you could still go and be a pro. And you don't right. skate in the Olympics. All this work, like where are you going? You know.
But she won. And then she also said, hopefully this has an effect. Hopefully we'll see more minorities, especially in the U.S., getting out and trying these winter sports.
Yeah.
So that's an amazing story that, A, somebody gave up their spot so because they knew she was clearly better.
Right.
And B, she won the gold medal and is the first Black woman in the U.S. to win a speed skating gold medal.
I really think about it. That's like there's like two kind of heroes here. The woman who was courageous and nice enough to offer her spot up, even though she earned it. And then also, a Black female speed skater winning, think about a fucking gold medal
yes.
in the Olympics.
Mm-hmm.
I'm better than the world.
Everyone no one in the world has can to
do
offer.
What I do yeah. as good.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing. It's, so bravo to those ladies. That's it's really, really impressive. All right. This last one. Nothing extraordinary or special about it. No heroism. It's just so beautiful to see this level of love. A man is celebrating his 60th birthday, Kevin, and his wife is aware that their daughter is going to surprise him. He hasn't seen her in a while, and she doesn't live nearby. So she is hiding in the, looks like the food pantry, and she's going to surprise her dad. Watch this grown-ass man. The level of joy in his celebration when he sees his daughter.
Wow.
If as you're listening
dad,
on
as
the
a dad with three girls.
If you were listening to the audio only, you just hear yelling, which is nice.
Yes.
You got to see this guy's dance.
He's doing a happy dance.
Yes. That is so sweet.
I love that so much. This has been great news. If you like it, you can subscribe and tell your friends about it, please. And Mike will now do the outro as Dr. Dre.
I mean, how?
I don't know. He will do the outro as Mary J. Blige. 50 Cent.
50 Cent. How do you even impersonate 50 Cent? I mean,
I don't know. Frank Sinatra.
God damn.
Liam Gallagher.
Liam Gallagher. All right. No, that one's easy.
Okay.
It's an intro. Oh, Scott, it's a fucking outro, cunt. Say hello to the fucking happy Barty Blues. Kevin and Mike, fucking cunts, give you great news. Fuck off.